This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Home sales dropped 11.5% in Racine County and over 12% in Kenosha last month. That's according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Prices are still rising, even with the limited inventory and strong buyer competition. Waukesha and Sheboygan counties were the only ones locally to see growth in January year-to-year sales. Racine County supervisors this week approved borrowing up to $23 million for the new Behavioral Health Services building. The project on Taylor, which has $5 million in federal funding, is expected to finish by the end of the year. Kenosha Unified leaders are proposing metal detectors and random searches after two students were caught with weapons at Bradford High School within 48 hours. The safety committee says the policy aims to prevent violence. The full school board will review the plan later this month. Racine will start replacing thousands of lead pipes this summer in a 12-block area north of the river near Main Street. Mayor Corey Mason says the aim is to eliminate all 12,000 lead lines eventually. The Wells Fargo branch on King Drive in Racine will close this spring. It's part of the bank's regional pullback. The Milwaukee Business Journal does report that the Mount Pleasant location will stay open. And Yellow, a 34-year-old African penguin at the Racine Zoo, has died. The little one spent nearly 20 years there. She was one of the oldest penguins living in zoos across the country. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another challenge for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball tonight. The Wisconsin Badgers host Michigan State at the Kohl Center. In Madison, the Spartans ranked 10th in the nation. That doesn't seem to faze Wisconsin, who beat number 8th-ranked Illinois on the road in overtime Wednesday. Nick Boyd transferred to the Badgers last spring. Head coach Greg Garden, why Boyd has been such a great addition.
He's a winner, and he's won everywhere he's been, and that's why he wanted to come to Wisconsin, because, coach, I've been to a Final Four, and I want to get to more.
In Green Bay, the UWGB Phoenix beat Purdue Fort Wayne 76-49 at the Crest Center. The Phoenix now 15-12 and 10-6 in the conference. A big turnaround from this time a year ago. Head coach Doug Gottlieb.
Last year, February 13th, we lost our 21st consecutive game.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Thunder 110-93. The Bucks have won 5 of their last 6 heading into the All-Star break this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a mostly sunny day today, and the weekend's actually looking really nice. Up to 46 for a high this afternoon, tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 44. Sunday, sunny, 45. Then on Monday, we're talking highs close to 50. And that's going to continue Tuesday and Wednesday as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.